Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a talk about a woman pilot and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Good morning. The subject of today's talk is the American aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. First of all, I'll give you some information about her early life and education before going on to look at her career, achievements, and finally, her publications and awards. Amelia Earhart was born in Kansas, USA in 1897 and moved to Chicago in 1914 when her father was fired from the Rock Island Railroad. After graduating from high school in 1915, she went to Canada where she trained as a nurse's aide. In 1919, she attended Columbia University but gave up after a year to join her parents in California. Now I'd like to look at her early career. In 1920, Earhart went to her first air show and was hooked. She took flying lessons and bought her first plane, which she flew to a height of 14,000 feet in October 1922, a women's world record. In 1925, she moved to Boston and got a job as a social worker. During that time, she also wrote local newspaper columns on flying. What will Earhart be principally remembered for? She was the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. On May 20, 1932, she took off from New Brunswick. She wanted to fly to Paris, but poor weather conditions and mechanical problems forced her to land in Derry, Northern Ireland. It was inevitable that Earhart would attempt a round-the-world flight, and she left Miami on June 1, 1937. After stopping in South America, Africa, the Indian subcontinent, and Southeast Asia, she arrived in New Guinea on June 29th. She left on July 27th, but while she was crossing the Pacific, contact was lost. The U.S. government spent $4 million looking for her, but she was never found. Finally, I'd like to turn to her awards and publications. Earhart published two books about her flying experiences, 20 Hours, 40 Minutes, and The Fun of It, but she went missing before her third book was published. She was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross by Congress and the Cross of Knight of the Legion of Honor by the French government.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Good morning. The subject of today's talk is the American aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. First of all, I'll give you some information about her early life and education before going on to look at her career, achievements, and finally, her publications and awards. Amelia Earhart was born in Kansas, USA in 1897 and moved to Chicago in 1914 when her father was fired from the Rock Island Railroad. After graduating from high school in 1915, she went to Canada where she trained as a nurse's aide. In 1919, she attended Columbia University but gave up after a year to join her parents in California. Now I'd like to look at her early career. In 1920, Earhart went to her first air show and was hooked. She took flying lessons and bought her first plane, which she flew to a height of 14,000 feet in October 1922, a women's world record. In 1925, she moved to Boston and got a job as a social worker. During that time, she also wrote local newspaper columns on flying. What will Earhart be principally remembered for? She was the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. On May 20, 1932, she took off from New Brunswick. She wanted to fly to Paris, but poor weather conditions and mechanical problems forced her to land in Derry, Northern Ireland. It was inevitable that Earhart would attempt a round-the-world flight, and she left Miami on June 1, 1937, after stopping in South America, Africa, the Indian subcontinent, and Southeast Asia. She arrived in New Guinea on June 29th. She left on July 27th, but while she was crossing the Pacific, contact was lost. The U.S. government spent $4 million looking for her, but she was never found. Finally, I'd like to turn to her awards and publications. Earhart published 2 books about her flying experiences, 20 Hours, 40 Minutes, and The Fun of It, but she went missing before her third book was published. She was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross by Congress and the Cross of Knight of the Legion of Honor by the French government.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 2 to 6, listen to a conversation between the manager of the fashion department and Chloe, a new salesperson. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 2 to 6. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Hello, Chloe. Good to see you. We've got a little time before my next meeting, so how are things going?
Very well, thanks. I've really enjoyed my first week here. I've talked to a lot of the trainees and served a few customers.
No problems, I hope.
Not really. There were just a couple of customers who were a bit difficult, but they were okay in the end.
Good. Let me give you 1 or 2 tips while I have the time. First of all, many trainees think they don't need to know anything about the rest of the store, but we found the best sales staff are not just fashion specialists. They also find out about the rest of the store so they can help customers when they're looking for other sections. So don't forget, you'll need to answer questions about other departments, especially cosmetics and jewelry.
Right. That's good advice. By the way, I've noticed no one wears any kind of uniform in this department. Most of the assistants seem to be wearing designer labels. Is that your policy, then?
Yes, we have no rules about uniforms. Staff can wear some of our fashions. You see, you and your colleagues are models for our fashions, as well as advisors.
Do you have any other tips for me, like how to approach customers? I don't have a lot of sales experience.
I know, but you've got the right personality. Look, the best piece of advice I can give you is to give customers enough time to make up their minds without any pressure. Give them a lot of attention and plenty of advice, but only when they need it. It's your job to judge the right moment, okay? Never oversell or put too much pressure on a customer.
Thanks very much. That's very helpful.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.